time to live and let die. And you can't get another try. Something inside this heart has died. You're in ruins.
Hi, this is Adam Williams, and you're listening to KRLYLP Alpine, my 107.9 FM.
Good evening, everybody. We are back.
Yes, we're finally back. The dynamic duo strikes again.
That's right, Mallory. I missed you desperately.
I know. I missed you, too, and the show.
I went through decades of the Motown era, and I danced, I cried, I danced again, and I did all kinds of stuff while you weren't here.
I can imagine.
But we have a good show.
Yes, we do.
We are doing a Memorial Day weekend show tonight. We are dedicating it to all the troops, and we're going to be mentioning specific names during the show. But I want to dedicate this show to Sergeant Tom Credgington, that just recently died. Also, to a person that died in Vietnam. He gave his life for America. His name is Randy Hart. He was a paratrooper in Vietnam. He was 21 years old. And interesting enough, he started his tour of duty in Vietnam on Memorial Day weekend. But I promise you, we're going to have some laughs and we're going to have some tears. And you know me, I'm still crazy. So, you know, just bear with us. And we had some great, great music. All patriotic. It's no rock and roll music, but we do have a couple little tidbits in there that we think you're going to love.
Yeah, little secret ones.
So why don't you start us off and tell everybody what we're going to be hearing, Mal?
Up next, we're going to have America the Beautiful by Ray Charles.
How could we not?
Mm-hmm. And American Soldier by Toby Keith. That's a touching one, my opinion.
Oh, absolutely. And I was listening to the songs. I had a lot of suggestions, and I was telling Mallory that just because it says America in it, that's great. But these songs are literally, if you listen to the words and what they mean, it really means a lot. So this is probably going to be one of our more serious shows. And so this whole show is a serious moment. We won't take. We have
this whole thing will be our serious moment,
yes,
of the show.
And it is our hats off to all of the troops. So get your handkerchiefs. Get comfortable and stay tuned for some great, great music.
Make God thy gold refine. success, be nobleness, and ever again divine. And you know, when I was in school, we used to sing it something like this. Listen here. Oh, beauty bella, far spacious skies, far amber waves of grain. A purple mountain majesties above the fruited plain. But now wait a minute, I'm talking about America, sweet America. You know, God done shed grace on thee, he crowned thy good. Yes, he did. Heavy brotherhood from sea to shining sea. You know, I wish I had somebody to help me sing this.
Just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son, be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone. Up and at 'em bright and early, I'm all business in my suit. Yeah, I'm dressed up for success, from my head down to my boots. I don't do it for the money, there's bills that I can't pay. I don't do it for the glory, I just do it anyway. Providing for our futures, my responsibility. Yeah, I'm real good under pressure, being all that I can be. I can't call in sick on Mondays when the weekend's been too strong. I just work straight through the holidays, sometimes all night long. You can bet that I stand ready when the wolf growls at the door. Hey, I'm solid, hey, I'm steady, hey, I'm true down to the core. And I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost, with honor, 'cause freedom don't come free. I'm an American soldier, an American. Beside my brothers and my sisters, I will proudly take a stand. When liberty's in jeopardy, I will always do what's right. I'm out here on the front lines, sleep in peace tonight. American soldier, yeah, an American soldier, and
proudly take a stand. When liberty's in jeopardy, I will always do what's right. I'm out here on the front line, so sleep in peace tonight. American soldier, an American, an American
Now, Mallory, we do have an update because you weren't around. The KRLY reporter was not around.
I know.
The bank geezer has not been caught.
Still?
That's right. Millions of phone calls have come into this radio station.
Oh, I know. They just want us to take him out, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't he keep hitting up banks?
Yes, he certainly does. He certainly does.
I don't know how he does it, but...
I don't know either. I think that he probably is really maybe 18, and he's got a really good disguise on. What do you think?
Possible. That's very possible, because 18-year-olds are punks.
Although, you have a younger brother, don't you?
Yes, I do.
That's all I'm going to say.
Do you think it could be him?
I saw him. I didn't want to say anything. I hope your parents aren't listening. I saw him sneak out. Oh!
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. Now I've done it. I'm sorry. It had to be said, and it had to be me to say it. But anyway, we're still looking for the bank geezer, 445-1079, or call the FBI.
Yeah, give us a call before the FBI. It'll save you the
please
the trouble with all the court system and stuff.
And if you do call the FBI, please don't make mention that we're talking about this over the air. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, don't mention our names.
Yeah, no
they know
names
us.
Mentioned.
They know us.
In fact, my name is Deidre.
And I'll be Wilma.
Yes, Wilma. Okay, now, we said we'd have some fun. We're going to do it regardless. Now.
Exactly.
We've got the Oak Ridge Boys.
With American Made.
Yes, American Made. I tell you what, this Southern gal is American Made. What about you, California girl?
I'm American Made.
Yeah, let's see. Now, let me see. She's got some sunglasses on.
Yes.
Does that say Taiwan?
Taiwan?
Does it? No. Does it?
Made in Italy.
Italy. You see where I'm going with this?
Italy.
Uh-huh. If you listen to the words, you know, but we're both American Made.
Those are England.
She has England shorts on. I have Walmart shorts on. No. Is that a country? No. Anyway.
Could be.
It could be. And, of course, sometimes we repeat different artists.
Sometimes, yeah.
We have to. Sometimes they just blend and they flow. I mean,
exactly.
I know we've done Ray Charles and we've done a little Johnny Cash. And you know what? We're going to do it again.
Yeah. Because so, we like them.
That's right. Song of the Patriot.
Yes.
And I had not heard that song, but you got to listen to the words. I don't even think Mallory's heard this song, if I hadn't. But, you know, Johnny Cash, he is definitely American Made. In fact, I think he's a Georgia boy. No, wrong state.
Uh-oh, Marty.
I'm sorry.
Scratch that,
everyone.
I'm
sorry, Alan Jackson. He's from Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Arkansas, that's right. Now, so just enjoy it, and we'll be back in two shakes and a holler. In fact, by USA.
Seems everything I buy these days has
got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game,
I got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
My baby is American made.
Mexico, and she loves wearing French perfume everywhere we go.
But when it comes to the loving part, one thing is true.
Nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough-riding, fighting Yankee man. I love mom and apple pie and the freedoms that we all enjoy across this beautiful land. I worked hard and I'd fight hard for the old red, white, and blue. And I'll die a whole lot harder if it comes to where I have to. I'm a flag-waving, patriotic nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough-riding, fighting Yankee man. And when I see old glory waving, I think of all the brave men who have fought and died for what is right and wrong. And when I see old glory burning, my blood begins to churning, and I could do some fighting of my own. I don't believe in violence, I'm a God-fearing man, but I'd stand up for my country just as long as I could stand. 'Cause I'm a flag-waving, patriotic nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough-riding, fighting Yankee man. I'm a flag-waving, patriotic nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough-riding, fighting Yankee man. And I enjoy the liberty of being what I want to be and achieving any goal that I can. I was taught to turn the other cheek, but Teddy used to say, walk soft and pack a big stick, but never walk away. And I'm a flag-waving, patriotic nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough-riding, fighting Yankee man. And when I see old glory waving, I think of all the brave men that have fought and died for what is right and wrong. And when I see old glory burning, my blood begins to churn, and I could do some fighting of my own.
our birth. We've got the greatest country here on God's green earth. And I'm a flag-waving patriotic nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough-riding, fighting Yankee man.
Now, Mallory?
Marty?
Yes. Now, who knows? Raise your hand. She's got her hand up. She certainly does. Who knows when Memorial Day?
Oh, I know.
Go, Mallory, go.
May 30th, 1868.
My goodness. Thank goodness something is older than me. And it was called what, Mallory? Yes, Mallory, go ahead.
Decoration Day.
Decoration Day. And why, Mallory?
Because they would decorate the graves of the troops or the vets or whatever you want to call them.
That's right, for the, yeah, for absolutely. And they wore little red, I didn't tell her this, they wore little red poppies. They made a song about it and things like that. And that was kind of interesting. And now I will say one little interesting side note. You know, us Southerners, we do things a little different.
I'm sure you do.
In many, many ways.
Oh, my God.
In many, many ways. But anyway.
You should have saw her face.
Yes, it wasn't pretty. But anyway, we chose not to do Memorial Day or Decoration Day, as it was called, for about 3 years after. At this time, I do not want to state why. Maybe in a later show.
We'll leave you hanging.
Yes. Call me, 445-1079. But only kidding. Now, I'm going to mention a few names because now I've got my mojo going and I don't think I can say these names without bursting into tears. So I'm going to say some names and Mallory's going to say some names. And what I'd like to or she may hold off on saying names. I don't know. It's whatever, however the spirit fills you, you go. I'm
okay. Going to
say my husband, of course, David Roy Gable. He was a paratrooper in Vietnam. Whew, I got that out without crying. I'm so happy.
Congrats.
I had to think really mean things about him in order to say it out loud, though.
You know she loves you, David.
Yes. Now, also, Hal Rollins. I said that without crying. He was in the Navy.
Sergeant.
Sergeant Master, perhaps?
Perhaps. One or the other.
I'm sorry. I don't know all the military terms, and I know he'll forgive me because he's in the business to forgive me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Also, did I say Bob Cole?
No.
Bob Cole, he's from Arkansas.
Kansas.
That's right. Military. Also, Army.
Army. U.S. Army.
And of course, David was Army too. As you can see, I don't know much about military, please forgive me.
Mm-hmm.
Mallory, do you wish to throw out a name or two right now?
Actually, I have a few.
Please do, and this is really important. On a serious little side note, and she'll tell you why. Listen very carefully, and I told her, this is patriotism and country. We're doing God and country, and I'll be putting these young men on a prayer list coming very soon. I don't know if women also, but you go ahead, girl.
All right. So we have my friend Jack, who is in Iraq right now. He's a Marine, frontline. And then we have my friend Steve, who's a grunt in the U.S. Marines, just left yesterday. And I have two friends who are yet to leave in a few months for the Marines, Thomas and Alan. So
now, pardon my ignorance, if you can.
A grunt? Would you like?
I hope that was a military
term. It is a military term for the person who is like on the front lines with a machine gun on
the
ground.
I've been a grunt all my life then, but just without a machine gun, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got it. Master Chief.
Master? Oh. There you go.
There we go. Thank goodness. Now I can be redeemed. I think so. Okay, now getting back to the music.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we did that. We did good.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it gets emotional.
Good luck, you guys. I'm proud of you.
Oh, we do. We are so proud of you. And let me tell you something. We are so proud of the people that are out there doing things for us so we can have the right here to live in what? The United States. That's right. I said it. I'm proud.
America.
Yes.
By USA.
By USA. That is going to be our motive. Unless it's, I don't know, a hot tamale. Who knows? No, you can get them in America.
Hot tamale?
Yes.
Yeah.
There we go. Or wontons.
Wontons.
I don't want Mexico thinking I'm picking on them because I'm not. I'm just being funny and silly. Okay.
Two songs.
Two songs.
We have America by Neil Diamond and God Bless the USA by Lee Greenwood.
Now, interesting fact about Lee Greenwood. I know she loves this fact that he's a what? California boy.
Oh, he's from California.
California.
Represent.
And this song, I think in every show I always say there is a song or an artist. Even if you're born, unless you've just been born today, you know this song. It will probably be famous forever and ever. And I was telling Mallory, I was reading up about this song because I like to do a little history about songs and whatnot. And there was, and you know, when you go on the internet, man, there is all kinds of rumors out there.
You can't believe what's on the internet half the time.
And I was telling her, there is a rumor out there that I'm older and I'm shorter.
I know. I couldn't believe it. I was shocked.
I am so shocked. It was just unbelievable.
Totally flabbergasted.
So ignore it. But anyway, in this song, there is a part of the song that says something that, you know, he would pick up, you know, he would fight again. And they were saying, well, you know, you dodged the draft to go to Vietnam.
Well, excuse me. He had kids. So
that's right.
Yeah.
Wrong number, sister. Or brother. Yeah. So that's wrong. You know what? If you need a fact, if you need something and you're not sure if you're passing it on, and so many things get passed on, and you're not sure if it's correct, don't
just
pass
call
it on.
Us. Call well, us. We'll tell well, you if it's right or wrong.
Oh, well, that goes without saying. I like that. I was going to go with Snopes.com, but I do. I am much more knowledgeable. That's
445-1079.
Here we go.
Shiny place make our bed and we'll stay our grave. Freedom's light burning warm. Freedom's light burning warm. Everywhere around the world, they come to America. Every time that flag's unfurled, they come to America. Got a dream to take them there. They come to America. Got a dream they come to share.
Tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I'd thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to Shannon Sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to L.A., well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. Today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land.
Well, I guess all of this show is pretty serious, even though we have we've had some laughs already tonight.
Of course, it's Marty and Mallory.
How could it not be? Mixing it up. But, you know, this next song, it strikes a chord with all of us as Americans. This was a song. It's kind of.
I'm pretty sure everyone remembers when this song came out. I know I did.
Yeah, I know that they know what 9/11 is, and they know it doesn't mean 911. Although I do think they did that because of the numbers 911.
Possibly.
I lived in the New York area, worked there, and it was unbelievable. I cried so much, and still do. It's kind of like when a president, I remember, you will always remember where you are when something catastrophic happens. And this is exactly why we have troops overseas. You know, people raise their flags for a little bit and they hoo-hawed and hallelujah and all that for a little while up in the area that I lived on the East Coast. And then it went away. Well, you know what? It is a reality, everyone, that your life can be taken away in the blink of an eye. And if you think that you're safe because you're in America, think again. Think again. This song is a beautiful song. Listen to the words. Mallory, would you please introduce this song for us?
Where Were You When the World Stopped Turning by Alan Jackson.
Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day? Were you in the yard with your wife and children or working on some stage in L.A.? Did you stand there in shock at the sight of that black smoke rising against that blue sky? Did you shout out in anger and fear for your neighbor? Or did you just sit down and cry? Did you weep for the children who lost their dear loved ones? Pray for the ones who don't know? Did you rejoice for the people who walked from the rubble and sob for the ones left below? Did you burst out with pride for the red, white, and blue? And the heroes who died just doing what they do? Did you look up to heaven for some kind of answer and look at yourself and what really matters? I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us, and the greatest is love. Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day? Teaching a class full of innocent children, or driving down some cold interstate? Did you feel guilty 'cause you're a survivor? In a crowded room, did you feel alone? Did you call up your mother and tell her you loved her? Did you dust off that Bible at home? Did you open your eyes and hope it never happened? Close your eyes and not go to sleep? Did you notice the sunset the first time in ages and speak to some stranger on the street? Did you lay down at night and think of tomorrow? Go out and buy you a gun? Did you turn off that violent old movie you're watching? Turn on I Love Lucy reruns. Did you go to a church and hold hands with some strangers? Stand in line and give your own blood? Did you just stay home and cling tight to your family? Thank God you had somebody to love.
I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus, and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us, and the greatest is love. I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus, and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us, and the greatest is love. And the greatest is love. And the greatest is love. Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day?
This country is taking an assessment right now of what's important. The evil ones thought that we were weak. They didn't understand us. As I say, they're probably watching too much daytime TV. This is a strong nation. This is a compassionate nation. This is a decent nation. And this is a nation that will not let terrorists change our way of life. As a matter of fact, what the terrorists have done has caused us to take an assessment of what's important. And one of the things out of my job is to capture this new spirit. I have been concerned for too long about a culture that says, if it feels good, just go ahead and do it. I believe that this nation is strong enough and focused enough and dedicated enough to usher in a culture that says each of us are responsible for the decisions we make in life.
You know, Mallory, I forgot to mention a name.
And who might this person be?
Well, he works here at the station. His name is Dave Fox. He is in the military, so we want to say hoo-yah.
Hoorah.
That's
hoo-yah.
Hoo-yah.
Hoorah.
There, finally, I got it out. But we have people that come in and out of the radio station that donate their time here. We appreciate them a great deal. And, of course, the service to their country. Cannot say enough about that.
Definitely.
Now, this next song, This Ain't No Rag, It's a Flag.
By Charles Daniels Band.
You know, I had a couple people tell me that one time when I was wearing a dress.
What?
Yeah, wasn't pretty.
Was it that one dress you were telling me
yeah.
about?
Yeah, oh yeah.
The maxi dress?
Yeah, actually.
What?
What said in the station stays in the station. That's all I'll say about that.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, and then the next song is another, I'm sorry, tearjerker.
Uh-huh, big time.
I never heard this song. Had you heard this song before, Mallory?
No, I don't think I have.
The words are something else, and it's obviously talking about Arlington in D.C. Have you ever been to Arlington, D.C.?
No.
It is such a place. When you look out at all the white crosses out there, to think of all the men and women that have given up their lives for us.
Is it like Point Loma out here?
I've not been to Point Loma.
Point Loma, it's like a bunch of white crosses for the vets and stuff.
Oh.
From all the wars and stuff.
Well, I said Arlington, D.C., but, you know, Arlington, Virginia, you know, it's outside of D.C. That, of course, is where the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier is. And I was reading some very interesting things about that. He has been guarded since permanently guarded since 1937. And what they do is so amazing in their preciseness and what they go about to protect the tomb of the unknown soldier. It is just amazing, I have to say. But we have just been, we've got some great music coming up, and the only kind of, I say, frivolous song is, and I just like to say it, this ain't no flag, this ain't no rag, it's a flag.
This ain't no rag, it's a flag, and we don't wear it on our heads. It's a symbol of the land where the good guys live. Are you listening to what I said? You a coward and a fool, and you broke all the rules, and you ruined our American pride. And now we're coming with a gun, and you know you're gonna run, but you can't find no place to hide. We're gonna hunt you down like a mad dog, a hound, make you pay for the lives you stole. We're all through talking and messing around, and now it's time to rock and roll. These colors don't run, and we speak as one. When we say united, we stand. If you mess with one, you mess with us all. Every boy, girl, woman, and man. You've been acting mighty rash and talking that trash. Let me give you some advice. You can crawl back in your hole like a dirty little mole, but now it's time to pay the price. You might have shot us in the back, now you have to face the fact that the big boy's in the game. And the thunder's been crashing and the lightning's been flashing, and now it's getting ready to rain. This is the United States of America, the land of the brave and free. We believe in God, we believe in justice, we believe in liberty. You've been a bull in our chain, we should have done something about you a long time ago. But now the flag's flying high and the fur's gonna fly, soon the whole world's gonna know. But this ain't no rag, it's a flag, old glory red, white, and blue. The stars and the stripes, when it comes to a fight, we can do what we have to do. Our people stand proud, the American crowd's faithful and loyal and tough. Are we as good as the best and better than the rest? You're gonna find out soon enough. When you look up in the sky and you see the eagle fly, you better know he's headed your way. This ain't no rag, it's a flag, and it stands for the USA. USA! 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 When you look up in the sky and you see the eagle fly, you better know he's ahead of your way. Cause this ain't no rag, it's a flag, and it stands for the USA. USA.
I pledge allegiance
USA.
To the
USA.
Flag
USA.
Of the United
USA.
States
USA.
Of America.
USA. USA.
And to the Republic
USA.
For which it stands.
USA.
One nation
USA.
Under God.
USA.
Indivisible.
USA.
With liberty
USA.
And justice for
USA.
All.
I never thought that this is where I'd settle down. I thought I'd die an old man back in my hometown. They gave me this plot of land, me and some other men, for a job well done. There's a big white house, sits on a hill just up the road. The man inside, he cried the day they brought me home. They folded up a flag and told my mom and dad, we're proud of your son. And I'm proud to be on this peaceful piece of property. I'm on sacred ground and I'm in the best company. I'm thankful for those, thankful for the things I've done. I can rest in peace. I'm one of the chosen ones. I made it to Arlington. I remember Daddy brought me here when I was 8. We searched all day to find out where my granddad lay. And when we finally found that cross, he said, son, this is what it cost to keep us free. Now here I am, 1,000 stones away from him. He recognized me on the first day I came in, and it gave me a chill when he clicked his heels and saluted me. And I'm proud to be on this peaceful piece of property. I'm on sacred ground and I'm in the best of company. And I'm thankful for those, thankful for the things I've done. I can rest in peace. I'm one of the chosen ones. I made it to Arlington. Every time I hear 21 guns, I know they brought another hero home to us. We're thankful for those things, thankful for the things we've done. We can rest in peace, 'cause we are the chosen ones. We made it to Arlington. Yeah, dust to dust, don't cry for us. We made it to Arlington.
Well, we've had some tears.
Yes, and some laughs.
We've had some laughs, and we hope that your family have a very safe Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, don't have too much fun.
That's right. And we want to thank the troops.
Yeah, thank you for all your hard work, dedication.
For people that we didn't announce because we got caught up in the moment of it, please forgive us.
Mm-hmm.
You know who you are.
We missed you guys.
And we want to also say, next week, we're not sure what our show is going to be about, but...
it'll be a surprise for you guys.
I mean, who knows? We could revisit anything and everything. And until then, may God bless you, and may God bless...
America.
Yeah.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light. From above, from the mountains to the prairies, to the oceans white with foam, God bless
Thank you, God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
This is KRLY LP Alpine, my 107.9 FM.
There ain't nothing that can't be done by me and God. Ain't nobody gonna come between me and God. One day we'll live together where the angels trod, me and God. Early in the morning talking it over, me and God. Late at night talking it over, me and God. You could say we're like two peas in a pod, me and God. He's my father, he's my friend, the beginning and the end. He rules the world with the staff and the rod. We're a team, me and God. Thank you.
He rules the world with a staff and rod. We're a team, me and God.
We're a team, me and God.
Said and done, I can't believe you were the one to build me up and tear me down like an old abandoned house. What you said when you left just left me cold.